from out in Vancouver. That's a track called Sports off of an album called Sports, which I have to say that way because it's in all caps, you see. So it's what I must do. It's required of me to do that. I can't help it. It's Wangro's fault. If you want to blame anyone, blame them for making awesome music that I have to play. It's that simple. I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry. Before that, you heard some Belushi Speedball off of their album Stalkira. That was The Accountants Do, parentheses, Stab the Katana. Of course it's called that. Why wouldn't it be called that? And before that, you heard part two of the interview I did with them down at RPM Fest in Montague, Massachusetts, which you should definitely consider going to, especially if you are a person that likes your metal fans to be a bit more progressive than regressive. You know, if you're planning on going to the new Disturbed tour, where they're going to be celebrating the sickness, and you don't mind that David Draiman has been going around signing bullets and missiles that are currently being used to murder people, then maybe you would not be happy going down to RPM Fest, if you're okay with that. If you're not okay with that, like me, and are very depressed that they're not going to get to see The Sickness in its entirety, because that album is stellar, thank you very much, then you'll be happy to go to RPM Fest and enjoy just good people being good to each other. Before that, second part of the interview, you heard another track from Belushi Speedball, Ripping Off Municipal Waste. That's off of What Us Worry? And that is very relevant right now, because currently you might know that Green Day has done a demastering of Dookie. And one of the ways that they've released it is by Nintendo 64 cartridge, which I don't want to say it, but Belushi Speedball, they've been doing it for a lot longer. Quite a few records ago, they've been doing this. So, in essence, Green Day is ripping off their merch game, and that, my friends, is unacceptable. Unacceptable, Green Day. Unacceptable. How dare you? How dare you rip off these good, hardworking Louisville boys and steal their idea? It's sickening, Green Day, honestly. Because once one band does something, no other bands can do it. We all know that that's true and the way things work. It's a cutthroat world out there in the DIY punk space. I mean, who even heard of this Green Day band before they started ripping off Belushi Speedball? Who, as they correctly, well, I don't know about correctly, as they point out in their song, are in fact ripping off Municipal Waste. And before that, you heard part one of the interview, which is a good place to start, I think, something. And if you missed any of that and you want to hear more of it, feel free to go to cjlo.com, where you can listen to this show as well as many other shows. And while you're also surfing around on the web, go to cjlofundingdrive.com, get yourself some merch, get yourself some tax receipts, tax credit, raffle tickets, get all of it. Just go and get it all. Because why not? And since it's Funding Drive, you know, I have been playing some locals here. I played some Anapest at the top of the show, along with some Cure. But you know what? I think I'm going to play some slightly local, from Quebec City at least, some Sand Vice. They have a new record out, and I'm going to play These Cold Hands off of it. And that's going to lead us right into Hour 2. So keep it locked. This is Great A Explosives. I'm Andrew, of course. And when you go and give money for Funding Drive, make sure you mention this show's name so that I can gloat. That's really all I care about. CJLO 1690 AM.